Good afternoon, everyone. This is Grace McDonald on the Northern Ag Network with the market news summary. The on-feed cattle numbers as of August 1st being 1% below the original estimate supported the futures a lot today. Total placements numbers were also 5% below the estimate. Cash cattle trade was steady across the board last week, choice-fed steers ranging from 182 to 183, dressed basis at an even 292. May feeders closed up $3.18 at 245.18, August up $4.98 at 258.48. June live cattle up $2.38 at 178.05, August up $2.85 at 176.40. 35 yearling bulls sold at the Timberline Ranch last week for a 61.41 average. Commercial open heifers averaged 2,200. Lot 132 was the top bull, selling at $17,500 to Bar JV Angus out of Fairview, Montana. We'll be back with the grain trade right after this.
Does your lender work for profit, or does your lender work for you? For all the customers of Farm Credit Services of America, the answer is easy. That's because we are a lender driven by a mission rather than one that's driven for profit. A cooperative owned by the customers we serve and governed by a board of farmers and ranchers. We work for you and no one else. Discover the difference at Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
Farmers are installing Augmenta field analyzers and all kinds of sprayers and spreaders to cut labor costs, optimize fertilizer placement, and reduce chemical and water use. Augmenta improves your profit by smart applying inputs as you go in real-time adjustments based on a camera, so you don't need a prescription for every field. Reduce inputs, increase yields, and Augmenta will reduce human error and improve safety. See your local Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
It was an extremely positive day for the Chicago wheat contracts today. The wheat market broke out of its bearish trend. Some good rains expected to move into the Central Plains over the next week, which will be great for some spring wheat areas. May Chicago wheat closed up 20 cents at 570 and a quarter, July up 20 and three quarters of a cent at 587 and a half. May Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 7 and three quarters at 654 and three quarters of a cent, July up 9 and a quarter at 661 and three quarters of a cent. May Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 16 cents at 597 and a half, July up 19 and a half at 602 and a half. May soybeans up 10 and a half at 1161, July up 10 and three quarters of a cent at 1176 and a half. May corn up 6 and a quarter at 439 and three quarters, and July up 6 and three quarters of a cent at 449 and three quarters. Well, that's going to do it for the market news summary. Thanks for joining us on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Grace McDonald.